Let's spend some time now trying to knit together some of the pieces that we saw. This journey into Zmani Hayom began in Psachim Daf Beis. It took us to Shabbos, Lamed Daled, Lamed Hei. We had a chance to peek the Sugya beginning of Brachos. And it took us extensively back to Maseches Psachim to the ninth Perek, Daf Tzadi Daled, Tzadi Gimel, Tzadi Daled. So let's try to bring a lot of the threads together, a lot of ideas. Let's try to bring this together. Let's go from Shabbos to the end of Psachim. And from Tosfos to the Vilna Gaon. The Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Daled Amud Beis, the end of paragraph Amar Likin, that's the primary address of the Talmud Bavli for the discussion about Yom and Laila and Bein Hashmashos. The conversation definitely comes up in several places, but the main address is here, the end of the Sugyas of Hadlakas Neiros, much as is the case in Shulchan Aruch, where the main address, the discussion of Bein Hashmashos comes up in several places, but particularly in Siman Reish Samach Aleph in Aruch Chaim, which is the halachas of Hadlakas Neiros. Let's take a look here. Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, an opening brisa at the top of Lamed Daled Amud Beis, Bein Hashmashos Safik Min Hayom, Safik Min Halayla, Safik Kulo Min Hayom, Safik Kulo Min Halayla. So we're introduced to the notion of Bein Hashmashos. Twilight is a physical astronomical reality. You walk outside, you see, as we've been saying. Those who are learning to drive become particularly sensitive to that. Because all of a sudden you're thinking a lot about visibility, and you're noticing that 20 minutes after sunset it's harder to drive than before sunset or 2 hours after sunset. But that's a reality for everyone, that after the sun sets, as we discussed last week, after the sun disappears below the horizon, there's still plenty of light initially because of refraction, and slowly as the sun dips deeper and deeper below the horizon, less and less sun is refracted. Mentioned yesterday, just in terms of the numbers, just from an astronomical standpoint, here's planet Earth, and here's me. This line going across is my horizon, it's my sight line. So, when the sun is here, that's sunset. It's a bad picture. The sun is here, that's sunset. The last top limb of the sun finally dips below my line of sight, below the horizon, that's sunset. And then as it goes deeper and deeper, the sun disappears more and more. Right? And we said, once it's 6 degrees, so that's when, that's civil dusk. That's when practically it's no longer as bright as it is during daytime, and there's no longer enough light to be functionally day. Right? And then as it even goes deeper, 12 degrees, 18 degrees, that's when all light disappears. Civil dusk, nautical dusk, astronomical dusk. At 6 degrees below, which again in New York City is around a half hour after Shkia, that's when it's basically dark. It's still some light, but it's not light enough to function the way you can during the daytime. And by 12 or 18 degrees below the horizon, that's when the sun, the light is totally gone. And again, as we said yesterday, weaving it back to what we discussed last week, when the Braisa presents Bein Hashmashos, before it even gets into detail, it presents as a concept of Bein Hashmashos. The Braisa used the word suffix three times on the top of Lamed Daled Amud Beis. It's suffix min hayom u min halayla, or Safek Kulam and Yom, or Safek Kulam and Alayla. The simple reading of that is this period of Bein Hashmashos, we'll have to define when it starts and when it ends, but this period of twilight, we're not sure if it's part day and part night, or if it's all day, or if it's all night. But the simple reading of the Gemara is that there is some magic number, some magic moment when we switch from day to night. We don't know when that magic moment is, but it happens over the course of this Bein Hashmashos. And we saw last week that the Rambam, when he quotes this in Hilchos Shabbos, Perkei Halacha Daled, he knocks it down to two. The Safek Min Yom, Safek Min Halayla, which fits well with the Rav's approach that we discussed at length last week, that it's not that there's some moment in time when Yom turns into Laila, we're just not sure when that moment is. It's somewhere within these 13 minutes. But instead, this whole chunk of time, from here to here, from when the sun disappears until it's no longer light, there's no real suffix. The etzem, it is both. It is day, and it is night. Parshas Bereishis, first day of Bria, Yom has to do with light. So as long as, until you get to 6 degrees, and there's still light, so it's still day. It's as light as day. You can still move around and operate the way you can during the day. So by the definition of Yom and Laila being Oren Choshech, first day of Bria, until 6 degrees, it's still Yom. But by the definition that comes from Yom Revi'i, the Shemesh is Yom. So then as soon as the Shemesh disappears, it's already Laila. That's what Rav had developed based on that Ritva and Maseches Yuma, that in between here and here, in between when the sun disappears and when it's no longer as light as during day, when the sun is no longer visible versus it's functionally dark, that during that time, it really, there's no suffix. It is Yom and it is Laila, depending on which definition. The two different perspectives. So since on the one hand it's Yom and on the other hand it's Laila, it's a paradox, a contradiction. So the way we treat it, as with the Ketores and the flower of the mincha between my fingers, it is inside and it is outside. Both definitions make sense. So we treat it as though it's a suffix. That's what the Rav had developed. We spoke about last week. That the Rav had developed based on that Ritva, and then he used it to explain and answer many questions. In one sense, Yom does end at Shkia. In another sense, Yom does end at Seis Gimel Kol Chavin. Because in one sense, Yom ends when the sun disappears. And in another sense, Yom ends when the light disappears. And that also, among other things, explains the way the Rambam quotes already his girsa in this opening brisa of the sugya. Kapil Vavadal and Beis, Rambam doesn't say, it might be all day, it might be all night, or it might be part. No. He says, Safek Yom and Safek Laila, just two. Because it really is both, and we treat the whole thing as Safek Yom, Safek Laila. We'll return to the 6 degrees in a little bit. Then the Gemara goes on, after this opening line, Lamed Daled Beis, that there exists a halacha recognizes a concept of Bein HaShemashos, and that the status of Bein HaShemashos is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. Then the Gemara gets into the entire block of back and forth. When does Bein HaShemashos start? When does Bein HaShemashos end? Again, as the Rav pointed out, the Gemara never tries to figure out what's the moment when you switch over, because there is no moment. This whole period of time is a little bit of both. So that's what the Gemara gets involved in. Lamed Daled Beis, when does it start? The Gemara first starts talking about the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that it's from Shkia until there's a certain presentation of the light in the sky. Hechsa ve'el, hechsa tachton. Rabbi Nechemiah says it's from Shkia for half a mil. And then Rabbi Yossi appears to say it starts a little bit after Shkia. Then the Gemara gets involved how you define these things. The Gemara comes to the conclusion on the bottom of the Amud that Rabbi Nechemiah told us it's a half a mil after sunset. How about Rabbi Yehuda? That's a Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi dispute. Please take a look inside. Rabbi says, Rabbi Yosef says it's two-thirds of a mil after the Shkia is when Bein HaShemashos ends. And Rabba says, I'm a Rabba, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel, Shlosha Chelke Mil. Three parts of a mil after them. What is that? The Gemara says, Telasa Rive Mila. That's Shabbos Lamed Daled Beis. But you have a period of Bein HaShemashos. According to most Tanaim, it begins at Shkia, Misha Tishka HaChama. Gemara Shabbos says there is a period of Bein HaShemashos, which is a suffix. I'm sorry, these markers don't work very well. And according to most Tanam, it starts from Shkia, and it runs until according to Rabbi Yehuda, 3/4 mil afterwards. And so this period of time is 3/4 mil. Oh, more markers. Good. Ah, much better. Okay, we have the Gemara in Shabbos. It tells us a concept of Bein Hashmashos, which has the status of a suffix. And from when, it's probably from Shkia, so most time not hold, and it goes until a point which is, we Paskin, Rabbah says it's 3/4 mil later. That's the length of Bein Hashmashos. Now, what's this end time called? What marks that end time? So Rav Yehuda had given this complicated hichsa, look at which parts of the sky are light and dark. At the end of the sugya, lamed hayamid days, the Gemara quotes Shmuel, who says, kochav echad yom, if you just see one star, it could still be day. Shnei kocham, you see two stars, it's already Bein Hashmashos. And shlosha laila, you know it's nighttime when you see three stars. And that is seis gimel kocham. So putting together the pieces of the Gemara and Shabbos, what emerges, there is a period of Bein Hashmashos. It lasts, we paskin like Rabbah, for 3/4 mil, from Shkia, the Gemara tells us in Lamed Dama Beis, until Lamed Hema Beis, says Gimel Koha. That's what emerges. So from Shkia to Tseis is 3/4 mil, and that's the period which has the status of Bein Hashmashos. So far, so good, until you get to the Gemara and Pesachim. If all you had was a Gemara and Shabbos, we'd say, look, okay. So there's something called day, there's something called night. That's clear in the Chumash. And the Braisa tells me that there is actually a transitional period in between, from day to night. And you put together the pieces of the sugi, we see in the Paskin, that transitional period lasts for 3/4 mil. Again, depending on how long you think it takes to walk a mil, you assume 18 minutes, so that's 13 and a half minutes. Okay, it starts, we Paskin, most Tanam say, that period starts at Shkia, and it ends, Shmuel tells us, 3/4 mil later, which also corresponds to Gimel Kochav. Givaldik. So if all we have is a Gemara on Shabbos, amazing. The problem, Abayim Tam points out, is that there's also a Gemara in Pesach. Well, let's look a little more visual. Because the Gemara Pesachim, if you open your Gemara to Pesachim, that's Sari Dalad. Last time we got to see a lot of the context. But now let's just, for the purpose of Chazara, let's dive into one line. Sari Dalad, Amud Aleph. The Sugya begins Sari Gimel Beis, but let's dive in to Sari Dalad, Amud Aleph, at the Meisve. And around 15, 20 lines down, Sari Dalad, Amud Aleph, Maseches Pesachim, the Gemara quotes a braisa, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, the same Rabbi Yehuda, who we heard on Lamed Dalam Ebeiz and Masech HaShabbos, also appears in Masech HaPsachim, Tzadi Dalam and Aleph. And what does he say? He says, Kama Mahalach Adam Beinini Bayom, how far does an average person walk over the course of the day? Eser parsos, 10 parsos. A parsa is 4 mil, the 10 parsos is 40 mil. Me'alos ha-shachar ha-netzachama arba ha-milim. Meshki ha-sachar ha-netzachachavim arba ha-milim. So the Gemara Pesachim says, over the course of the day, a guy can walk a total of 40 mil, of which the first four are from alos to zricha to ha-netzachama. The last four are from Shkia to Tseis HaKochav. Obviously, in the middle is 32 mil from sunrise to sunset. And by the way, the notion that Mahalach Mil is 18 minutes. Where does that come from? So if you take 12 hours on a Pesach day, a Pesach season day, so from sunrise to sunset is 12 hours. It's around the time that day and night are even. It's around the beginning of spring. So if from sunrise, the whole from Alos to Tseis is 40. Knock at 4 at the top and 4 at the bottom. So you're left with 32 mil from sunrise to sunset. Take 12 hours, divide by 32, and you come out with 18 minutes a mil. That's where that comes from. Okay, interesting. But now let's highlight what we want to look at is this and this. Because here the Gemara in Sachem spoke about from Shkia to Tseis. And here the Gemara in Shabbos spoke about from Shkia to Tseis. The problem is, the numbers don't line up. Because here, from Shkia to Tseis was just four, was a full 4 mil. And here it's a measly 3/4 of a mil. And let me illustrate with these. For some guys, the board is helpful. For some guys, the board is not helpful. So here are two wires. They're not exactly to scale, but should do the trick. Okay? Here are two wires. This is not a science experiment. This is just a demonstration. The black cord will represent the Gemara on Shabbos, the white cord will represent the Gemara on Pesachim. For the black cord, the Gemara on Shabbos says, from Shkia to Tseis is just this much, just 3/4 of a mil, 13 minutes, from Shkia to Tseis. Right? You put together all the pieces of the Gemara on Shabbos, that's what emerges. And that's Bein HaShmashas. Well, the Gemara on Pesachim says, from Shkia, the top of the cord, to Tseis, the bottom of the cord, is a full 4 mil. So how could that be? Which one is it? Is it just this, the length of the black cord, the Gemara and Shabbos, is it 3/4 of a mil? Or is it this, a full 4 mil, the length of the white cord? Which one is it? The Gemara seems to be talking the same thing, from Shkia to Tseis. The Gemara, and it's the same Tana, the Tana of Yehuda, Shabbos, Lamedal, and Beis. Mishatishka Chama Ad Hichsif, and the Gemara says, Rabbi says that that's 3/4 of a mil. Or Gosa says 2/3 of a mil. A difference of a minute or two. But tiny, it's only 20% approximately of what the Gemara Pesachim quotes from Yehuda. A full 4 mil. So which one is it? The longer version or the shorter version? How are you going to make sense of that? How are you going to make sense of that? I can make sense of that. So you could say, maybe Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind. One solution. Aram al-Shakar. Shows Aram al-Shakar. That's what he says. He says, Rabbi Yehuda was younger. The Gemara Pesach was when he was younger. But Rabbi Shabbos was when he was older.
They were in different times of year.
That's unlikely to develop that much difference. But we'll get back to variation. But if you're not going to take the approach that it was a change, Baruch Shachar gives a little bit of an explanation why he would have changed his mind. But if you're not going to say that, what are you going to say? There are two ways of, instead of saying a change of heart, to explain how both of these are true simultaneously. How could it be? Either from Shkia to Tseis is 13 minutes or it's 72 minutes. How could it be both? Or is this Einsteinian relativity? If you fly close to the speed of light, so time slows down. What's going on? The famous twins, right? A twin flies close to the speed of light, comes down, it comes back down, and he's aged minutes, and the time that down here on Earth is aged centuries. That's not what the Gemara is saying. That's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Einsteinian relativity. Obviously, that's not what the Gemara is saying. So how are you miyashev that from Shkia to Tseis is 13 minutes, 3/4 of a mil, and it's also 72 minutes, 4 mil, either or. We're going to look inside in a moment, but before we look inside, just to lay out the framework. If again, the black cord, the shorter black cord corresponds to the Gemara in Shabbos, and the longer white cord corresponds to the Gemara in Pesachim, is Shkia from here to here, or Shkia from here to here? So, Rabbeinu Tam and the Gur disagree on a lot, but they agree on the following. What they do agree to is that there's some term that's not being used the same way in both Gemaras. One says from Shkia Tetzes is 3/4, the other one says from Shkia Tetzes is 4. So Rabbeinu Tam says the two Gemaras don't mean the same thing when they say Shkia. And Tam says they mean the same Tzeis, but two different Shkias. So it looks like this. The white cord, Pesachim, is starting much earlier than the Gemara on Shabbos. They're both ending at the same point. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. While the Gra says, no, there's only one thing called Shkia, there are two things called Tzeis. So either you line up like this, or you line it up like that. Did the chords help at all?
The
Gra says both Gemara are talking about the same Shkia. And there are two different things called Tzeis. The Gemara Shabbos is talking about an earlier Tzeis. The Gemara Pesachim is talking that happens only 13 minutes after sunset. The Gemara Pesachim is talking about a much later Tzeis, 72 minutes after sunset. Why there are two Tzeis, we'll have to figure out. And then Tom lived centuries before the Gra. He said, no, there are two Shkias, or two ends to the process of Shkia, to be more precise. So Shkia starts 72 minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim, but Shkia ends only 13 minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim. Let's take a look inside. Yesterday we took a look inside at the Tosfos in Pesachim, Kohen Rabbeinu Tam. Now let's take a look at the Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos. Lamed Hei Varav, Masechta Shabbos. Dira Maskel Trey Tilsi Mil. Tosfos Shabbos Lamed Hei Varav. Kasha. Tosfos says, I don't understand. How do we say here that from Shkia to Tzeis is, according to Yosef, Trey Tilsi Mil, 2/3 of a mil, around 12 minutes. According to Rabba, it's a minute and a half longer, 3/4 of a mil. Kasha. The Hacha here, again, Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos, so here is the Gemara on Shabbos. Over here, we said, Mashmeh would appear, if you put the piece together, from sunset to nighttime, to Tzeis HaKochavim is only 3/4 of a mil. Rabbi Yehuda Gufei, the same Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who's speaking on Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled, is also speaking on Pesachim Daf Tzadi Daled. And over there he says, if Yehuda Gufei, Yehuda himself, the Pesachim Perek Mishai Tameh, in the ninth Perek of Pesachim, Sachar Dimishkiya Sachama, Tetzak Ochadim, Arba Milin. It's not 3/4 of a mil, it's 4 mil. And by the way, before you even go on, just a good tidbit for you to know, a good little tool. You see, they in the parentheses, they tell you where to look in the Sachar Pesachim. And what does it say in the parentheses in Tosfos? What does it say there? The half? Tayyalam and Alas. What else does it say? The Shum. And there. Well, I mean, and there. You just told me where to look. Right. So whenever you see a Visham, good thing, important to know. Important tidbit to know. Visham is a code word that means, and there's a Tosis to look at there also. As opposed to, let's say, and see the Psachim that Beis Aralf, Visham. But it says, Megillah, the Chavade is no Visham. No Tosis, look at this, is where the Gemara is. Good. So he says, if Yehuda himself, and Psachim Sayyidal, Tzavid Mishkiya Sachem, Atezah, Lubav, Rabban Elim, how are we going to resolve this? And I'll tell me maybe Tzeis HaKochavim has nothing to do with the end of Ben Hashmashos. Maybe Tzeis HaKochavim is not when night falls. The number one, that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos on the next Amud, Lamehem Beis, it's a sheet of Shmuel. Okay. Who says if you know like Shmuel? But he says it's our Gemara. First parak of Pesachim. Tzeis HaKochavim Lailu. Kidarmina, Reish Parakam with the Pesachim. And Kedemuchach Bikra, the Gemara and Brachas quotes the Pasuk in Nechemiah. And they were doing work until Tzeis HaKochavim. Dibinei Mapik, the Parak Beis, the Megillah, Dibinei Lozah Shachin Yimamu. The Gemara Megillah uses that Pasuk in Nechemiah to prove that the day begins at Alos. That Pasuk also indicates the day ends at Tzeis HaKochavim. So that wraps up, that locks in Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha. Here, where we say 3/4 of a mil is from Shkia till night, which is Tzeis HaKochavim, and here in Pesachim, from Shkia till night, I'm sorry, it's not drawn to scale, and here from Shkia till night is 4 mil, much bigger. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Rabbeinu Tam says, the Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Hasa Mar B'Tchila Shkia, over them psachim. We're talking about the beginning of shkia. The hacha mishatishka is misofa shkia. So let's draw this on the board. If the Gemara of Psachim, right, says, here's Shkia, and 72 minutes later is Tzeis, right? The Gemara in Shabbos is such a small chunk. So Rabbeinu Tam, do Rabbeinu Tam in blue. So here's the, I'm sorry, this is lower down. Gemara Shabbos Lafi Rabbeinu Tam. He says, there's the second Shkia, which is here. Until 6. Misha Tishka. That's much later. The whole Be'er Shmashas is only here as the Gemara Shabbos according to Be'er Tam. Hasa Maya B'tchila Shkia. Over there in Psachim, when we said from Shkia to Tzeis, at the beginning of the Shkia process, when the sun dips below the horizon. That's where we're just getting started. We're getting started with Shkia. But Shkia Rabbeinu Tam thinks is a process. The sun slowly dips further and further away. The light filters away. Okay. But that's not relevant to halacha. The Gemara of Psachim never said Bein HaShmashos is for 72 minutes. They just said from Shkia, which he says is the beginning of Shkia. But the actual Bein HaShmashos, which the Gemara of Shabbos is talking about, is only much later. Mishatishka, which he thinks means the end. Mishatishka means Misofa Shkia. After the sun is already deep into the thickness of the atmosphere. That is the approach of Tosis. Now let's turn our attention to the Vilna Gaon. Yesterday we spoke outside about a lot of the kashas of Tam and how you alternative ways to deal with this. Let's look inside. Everyone has. If you don't, feel free to take the copy here. Yesterday we did see inside this question of Bein HaShmashos is relevant not only to Hilchos Shabbos, that's when it's the most severe, but it comes up many areas of halacha, including Mila. The baby was born at 6:15 p.m. So is it a Tuesday baby, is it a Wednesday baby? You gotta know. Is it Vada Yom, Vada Laila, or is it Bein HaShmashos? Is it a Safek? So in that context, this we saw yesterday inside, Reish Tam Yoredeya, Hilchos Mila, Reish Tamach Vav. The Shach quotes the Maharam al Shakar, one of the early Achronim, who says, yes, Rabbeinu Tam said this, it's true, but there are many others who disagree. The Rambam disagrees, the Rif disagrees, because they never quoted the Gemara Psachim. The Rush, I said yesterday, the Rush disagrees also, as I'm grateful to Aaron, who pointed out to me, there is a Rush, the Rush doesn't quote the Gemara Psachim, in Masechta Shabbos, he does quote the Gemara Psachim in Masechta Tanis. So the jury is out in terms of what the Rush holds. Okay, but how would you disagree with Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam had a very strong kasha. So let's take a look at the Be'er HaGra together. We're not going to read the entire Be'er HaGra. This is, as I mentioned yesterday, I believe this is the longest Be'er HaGra in all of the Be'er HaGra.
Rabbi, I thought you said that the Gra is very concise.
Exactly. This is incredibly uncharacteristic. It was so shocking. He's usually a few words, a line, sometimes a couple of lines. And here, erased here again, as I said, Shulchan Aruch, the primary address, as in Talmud Bavli, the primary address in Shulchan Aruch is in Hilchas Hadlakas Neiros. So here are Hilchas Shabbos, or Chaim Simon Reish Tamach Aleph. Siv Beis, he begins to talk about Tosefa Shabbos, starting Shabbos early. When do you start Shabbos early? When does Ikar Shabbos begin? And the Bira and the Shulchan Aruch quotes are on top. And the Be'er HaGra is not happy. Very enthusiastically not happy. 80 or so lines worth of not happy. So let's see a little bit of what the Be'er HaGra has to say. Let's see the beginning, and then we're going to skip around. This is Reish Tamach Aleph Sifkan Yudal. You see, the Be'er HaGra is always noted by, they always give him in the Shulchan Aruch page, they give him the square brackets, just like they do on the page of Gemara also. Hagos HaGra always with the square brackets. So here we are. Sifkan Yudal. It's circled for your convenience. The Shulchan Aruch had said that Bein Hashmashos begins 3 1/4 mil after the sun sets. So says the Bir Agra, right over here, Shehu Shalosha, there's Mihad de Psachim. That comes from the Gemara Psachim, Kanizka El Betosus. I already call it Tosus. However, again, we are on the second page of the supplementary Mar Makamos, on the page of Shulchan Aruch, on top, Arachayim Reish Samachal, Tilcha Shabbos. Near the bottom, this circle of Bir Agra, Os Yud Aleph, Sifka and Yud Aleph. V'chol Zehu L'shitas Tosus Anal. This Shulchan Aruch follows the approach of Tosus, Rabbeinu Tam. Aval Lesa, the Gaon says, but it's incorrect. It cannot be. The Imkain, Me'alos HaShachar, Ad Honetz, Shoveh, He says, if you're going to work with the Gemara Psachim, the Gemara Psachim is setting up a parallel between the 4 mil from Shkia to Tzeis and the 4 mil from Alos to Zricha. Anyone still having trouble finding the Gra? Once again, this packet. Second page. Here I go. So I've cut it off. He says, if you're going to use that Gemara Psachim, la halacha, so you're saying that it's sunrise and sunset obviously parallel each other. So you're telling me that Seis HaKochavim, 72 minutes after sunset, parallels Alos HaShachar, dawn, first light, 72 minutes before sunrise. Uve Emes Eino Kein. It's not true, as I'm going to prove. V'Hachush Makhish. He says, that's that famous line, Hachush Makhish, your senses dispute this. Look outside and see. L'chol ro'eh, anyone who looks in the sky. Me'alos ha'shachar, hu shiur gadol harbe ma'od. I'll tell you something after shkia. If you're outside early in the morning, dawn is way before sunrise. Much low from dawn to sunrise. If you're outside at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, from dawn to sunrise is much longer than from sunset until you see 3 stars. What's Takav Shad? He says, now, all of these numbers are bigger in Lithuania. I'll tell me it may take close to 72 minutes for 3 stars to pop out in Lithuania. Uve Medinos, and here comes the point you had made. Uve Medinos hanotin litzafon. If you're in a country that's further north, like Vilna, where the girl lived, Alos HaShachar Maschel Bekayitz Bechatzia Laila. You can get to dawn in the middle of the night. The sun never gets so deep in the summer. In Kain Ein Tesak HaKochavim Klal Bekayitz. But those are saying Tesak HaKochavim. Really? He says, no. Bein HaShmashos Maschel Mitchilas HaShkia Tekev. He says, Bein HaShmashos begins the simple reading of the Gemara and Shabbos. Here, let's come back to the board. Bein HaShmashos says, when the Gemara and Shabbos is the Gemara and Shabbos Lofi HaGra. The Shkia is Shkia. There's only one sunset. The Ashmashas begins right here. Until Hechaz Ve'alin Heshvatalot, until the light in the sky changes, which is Gimel Rivei Mil, 13 minutes after sunset, Be'ofek Bavel Ubezman Tekufas Nisan V'Tishrei. At the latitude of Bavel, and during the spring and fall months. So again, it's going to take longer. What takes 13 minutes in Babel will take 30 minutes in New York City because we're further north. And they take even longer in Vilna because even further north. But we're looking for that degree of darkness. The degree of darkness is not fully dark, but dark enough you can see 3 stars. Uvahascholas hashkia veinash marshes gomer. He's going to be very clear. Using the language of Haigon, Hascholos Hashkia, as soon as sunset begins, what we call sunset, Bein HaShmashos starts right away. The Gemara on Shabbos that said Bein HaShmashos Hashkia Tzatzeis, that was regular, normal sunset. There is only one sunset. V'chol Makom Shehuzga Mishatishka Achama, that's regular Tchilas Hashkia. Aye! So how do you line up the 13 minutes with the 72 minutes? Let's turn the page. First, he's going to give some proofs. So his argument, and then he's going to give an alternative teretz to Tosfos' kasha. We're going to skip. See, there are narrow lines and wide lines. One, two, three, four. The fifth wide line. The fifth wide line in the Bir Agro. He says, V'zehu sha'amru b'sha b'sham lamedei. He says, I'll prove to you that shkia is regular shkia. Not like Rav Tam's fancy chiddush, and there are two different shkias, and that the real shkia is almost an hour after the sun sets. He says, no! Zehu sha'amru b'sha b'sham. He says, you want to know when, the Gemara gives a rule of thumb for how to know when it's Tetzach Kochavim. So the Gemara says, according to Nehemiah, it's a slightly different shear than Rabbi Yehuda. The rule of thumb is, start with the sun at this spot in the sky, and then a short while later is going to be Tzeis. So clearly, we're talking about regular sunset, because you're starting with a visible sun. Alma de ben Hashmash is Miyad Mishatishka. Clearly, the Hashmash is as soon as the sun sets, in a simple sense. He says, the Rashba is very bothered by this Gemara. And the next line, here we go. Now he's going to respond to Tosfos' kasha. The Kushas HaTosfos, you see that? The line starts with the word Shedachak. Shindal Cheskul. The Kushas HaTosfos, Hanami HaDipsachim, Tosfos' kasha, Rabbeinu Tam's whole kasha, a steer between Shabbos and Psachim, Daf Tzadi Dalet, Nered the Lo Kasha Klal. It's not really a stira at all. Rabbeinu Tam was so bothered by this stira that he was forced to develop a theory of two shkias. And they're really, it's a half hour after sunset, and yet it's still Vada Yom, which is even Misvara, so hard to imagine. He says, there's no kasha, there's no problem. Ki Vada Yitzias HaKochavim Uviyasan Shavim. Obviously, there's a symmetry between the stars appearing after sunset and the stars disappearing before sunrise. Because Bias Ha'or V'Tziyas Shavim. Because there's a parallel between the sun beginning, the light beginning to filter in before sunrise, and the light disappearing after sunset. When there's no light at all, then you see stars. More stars. All the stars. He says, Seis HaKochavim Dipsachim Hainu Kol HaKochavim. Because when the Gemara says in Pesachim that Tzeisam Kochavim is 72 minutes after Shkia, the Gemara never said anything there about Halachic Laila. That was all of the Kochavim. It says Kol HaKochavim is 72 minutes after Shkia. It says Gimel Kochavim is just 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. And he says, after all, that's, as he said before, that's the parallel. Alos HaShachar is when light first starts to come in. Tzeis Kol HaKochavim is when the light is totally gone. That's when you see thousands of stars. To see three stars, it's going to be much earlier. And here he says it explicitly. Just like we do midikar marsham, me alos HaShachar neitzachama, for alos to neitz was 4 mil. Alos HaShachar, you can see Kochavim omdin. There are plenty of stars still visible. Fewer and fewer, but still plenty of stars visible after Alos. So too, the Tzeis HaKochavim of Pesachim is when you're going to see all of the stars. There are plenty of stars very visible before the 72 minutes. Achetaya Tzachama, it's still Dalad Mil from Alos to Netz. Kein Mashakasa Shom Yishkiyas Hama Tzeis HaKochavim. The Gemara by parallel says 4 mil from Alos, 72 minutes from Alos to Zricha, 72 minutes from Shkia to Tzeis, that's to see all of the stars. Hainu Gamkin, Sheitzu Kol HaKochavim. That means seeing all the stars and the tiny ones. But Tzeis HaKochavim, for halachic purposes, the Gemara in Masech HaShabbos, that's just to see medium-sized stars. You don't have to see any tiny stars, and just 3 of them, not 100 or 1,000. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says. Again, as I said before, Rabbeinu Tam thinks there are 2 shkias, the Gra thinks there are 2 tzeises. And Tam thinks that the teret, once again with the cords, Rabbeinu Tam thinks if the teretz is to line up like this, the gross of the teretz is to line up like this. Tom says that the 13 minutes of Safik Yom, Safik Laila end at the end of the 72, and the gross says, no, they begin at the beginning of the 72. The Gemara in Pesachim is not speaking, is not discussing the halachic issue. Gemara in Pesachim isn't talking about Bein HaShemash. They're talking about how far people walk. And the context is, again, to figure out how far it's considered Derech Rechoka for Karban Pesach. Nothing to do with Safik Yom, Safik Laila. And that's why the Gra says, Bein HaShemash begins right at Shkia, and it ends at Tzeisach Gimel Kochavim, long before the 72 minutes. And by the way, that's what's so significant. As you saw, the Minchas Kohen quotes for Bein Avraham, but in terms of Rishon, the Gra lived in the 1700s. How is he arguing about Tom? The answer is, it's not just him against Rabbeinu Tam. He's marshaling plenty of Gaonim Rishonim. There are Gaonim, whom the Maharam al Shakar quotes, who say, who say, literal sunset. The Rambam's son, Rabbeinu Avraham, is quoted quite explicitly by the Minchas Kohen. You can't be clearer than that. He says, as soon as the circle of the sun dips below the Ofek, below the horizon, that's Shkia. But more than that, we were discussing yesterday, and hopefully now it's a little clear, the Rif and the Rambam never quote the Gemara Pesachim. I said incorrectly yesterday, the Rush never quotes it. That's what Aaron pointed out. Minchas Kohen points out that the Rush does quote it elsewhere. It's odd that he doesn't quote it in Masechet Shabbos, but he does quote it, Tzar Shalom and Mekobo in Masechet Tanis. The Rif and the Rambam never appear to quote the Gemara Pesachim ever. And the Rif and the Rambam were both writing Svarim, they were Kitzuri Halacha. They quoted what's La Halacha and didn't quote what's not La Halacha. A hashmata, a leaving out by the Rif and the Rambam. They don't quote it. It usually means, you know, passing like it. They never quote the Gemara Pesachim, but 72 minutes ever. Why? Pashtus, as the Gra said, because they hold it not the halacha. So that lines up. That explains again the vast difference between Rabbeinu Tam's teretz and the Gra's teretz, as we said. As the Gra points out, you're going to have to calculate what this looks like. Lefiha Ofek, Lefiha Hazman, according to your where you are in the world and what time of the year it is. So in New York, all these numbers are longer. We all, and I'll leave you with this, and Hashem says Nusach, is Bezman is that we all follow the Gra. Even those who follow 72 minutes are following the Gra. Because the truth is, the Pashto should be, as the Gra said, that these numbers were given in the Middle East, in springtime. But if you go further north, right, in the Middle East, it's going to take you around 13 and a half minutes for the sun to dip 6 degrees below the horizon. It's going to take around 72 minutes for the sun to dip 11 or 17 degrees below the horizon, for all the light to disappear. In New York, it takes longer. So even the Gra's Shita is 30 minutes after Shkia. Rabbeinu Tam, Pashtus, you're looking for the equivalent of 72 minutes, it's going to be much, much longer. It would be 2 hours or maybe more. So the Pashtus, as Rashef said, is Bizman as the Evan holds up the Gra, and it's mostly different minhag, different community, different minhag, and for how much Tosef HaShavas to have. You can mostly have Mechol HaKodesh to 72 minutes after Shkia. But that's one perspective on the Sugya. I'm glad to hang around for questions.